الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him and we repent to Him. And we ask refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and all his companions. In continuation of the series of Asma Allah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Khafid, the abraser, the abaser, the one who humbles and lowers. Some of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be combined or together, like Al-Awwal wal-Akhir, the first and the last. Al-Khafid al-Rafi'. Today's name is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Khafid. The other name is al-Rafi'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the exalter, the one who raised up. So next khutbah inshallah will be about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Rafi'. Today will be about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the abaser, the one who humbled, the one who lowers, the one who brings down, the one who diminishes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who brings down the people who oppress others, the arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring down the people who goes around with the wrongdoings, the people who disobey Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring down whoever will disobey Him, and whoever will stand against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way. The disbelievers, and he, people who say the wrong and will do the worst. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name Al-Khafid was not mentioned explicitly in the Quran, but it was mentioned in the tradition, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Inna Allahu la yanam wa la yanbaghi lahu an yanam, yakhfud al-qist wa yarfa'u, yarfa' ilayhi 'amal al-layl qabla 'amal an-nahar wa 'amal an-nahar qabla 'amal al-layl. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring down the wrong and will raise up the right. And He will raise up the doings of the people in the daytime and night. And also in the Quran Kareem, the meanings of al-khafd wal-raf, which is bring down and bring raise up. In Surah Al-Isra, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الزُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. It means that asking the believers to humble to their parents. And also in Surah Al-Waqa'ah, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقَعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةٌ خَافِضَةٌ رَافِعَةٌ. So in the Day of Judgment, the people who in this life consider themselves high ranked, but they're doing the wrong doings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them down. In this life, people use the wealth or other their family relations or their knowledge that they are in high ranks. But in the and you consider themselves higher than others. But in the Day of Judgment, the measurements will be different. The people who consider themselves high, they will come down if they did wrongdoings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment would say, أمرتكم فضيعتم ما عهدت إليكم فيه ورفعتم أنسابكم اليوم أرفع نسبي وأضع أنسابكم أين المتقون أين المتقون. In the Divine Hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say in the Day of Judgment, addressing Bani Adams, the humans, I ordered you and you disobeyed. And you raised what you wanted to be raised wrongly, but today I will bring what you raised down, and I will raise what I want up. أين المتقون? Where is the pious people? This is the people that who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise up in the Day of Judgment. The people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The pious, to be pious, to fear Allah, that's the best thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the Day of Judgment, the measurements will be completely different. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring someone who is the most famous, the most pleasured in this life. And he will just put him in the hellfire and bring him out and ask him, did you ever enjoy your life? Did you ever enjoy anything in your life? You say, no, I never had any pleasure in my life because of just one moment in the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring someone who lived miserably in this life. All his life was hardship. And he will just put him in the paradise for a moment. And he will feel the pleasure and the happiness. And what's in the paradise? And he will ask him, did you ever feel any hardship in your life? Did you feel any misery? Say, no, I never felt any hardship because of what he enjoyed in the paradise for a moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment will raise up the people who obey him and will bring down people who disobey him. Also, in other ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, addressing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ in Surah Al-Hijr. And also in another ayah in Surah Al-Shu'ara, وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنْ تَبْعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be humble with his followers. And also in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this Prophet Muhammad, if you are not humble to and pleasing your followers and forgive them, they will stay away from you. It means that it's very important, this we learn from that, if you want to people to be around you and respect you and to feel good about you, is to be humble with them. But if you try to be arrogant, they will stay away from you. And even will see you as smaller than you ever think. Of course, so this address is for Prophet Muhammad, but we learn from it for ourselves. So we learn our ethics from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, that will encourage us to love each other. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell him وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, this means that you should love each other. The people who come in the masjid with you, even the Muslim that you don't know from around the world. And that's, I'm sure, this natural feeling. As soon as you know someone, even you never met him anywhere, in any part of the world, as soon as you know that I am Muslim, you feel that love. And that's natural feeling between Muslims. That when you, even if you don't know him personally, as soon as you say Muslim, that's enough to bring that feeling among Muslims. Al-Rafa wal-Khafd, to bring down and raise up, it's from the nature of this life. There's one incident that Bedouin came with his camel and tried to compete with the camel of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Bedouin's camel was able to be the winner, and the companion was upset about that. How come this camel of the Bedouin to be the winner than the Prophet's camel? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything raised up can bring him down. One of the worst words that a person can say, I am, we are, I have, and I own. These words attached to worst examples in the history. Let's take an example, the devil, Iblis. Iblis said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارُ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ, challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story of Iblis, that he was from the jinn, that the malaika came down to the earth to chase because of the killing each other, and the malaika, the angels, took Iblis as a young between them, and they raised him among them. And the devil, the Iblis, then he did very well first. He was obeying Allah and worshiping him, and even he was commanded to the first heaven. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and asked all the angels to bow, to prostrate for Adam, all of them obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except Iblis. He challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and told him, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارُ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ, I am better than him, You created me from fire and you created him from dust and mud. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kicked Iblis down out of his mercy. And the devil since then, because of Adam, and the devil since then, he had that enmity toward the humans. Because Adam was the reason for the devil, for the Iblis to be out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the war between the devil and the humans until the day of judgment. Iblis want to bring the humans out of the way of Allah, to be out of his mercy as his situation. But whoever ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from the devil will be protected and feel it. If you are in any situation, if you are angry or you are about to do something wrong, and just say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, you're going to feel it. You're going to know that something heavy on you just walked away from you, or you feel released and you feel the difference. Just to keep it in mind. If in a situation that you feel that you're about to do something wrong, you're going to do something wrong, you are very upset and angry about to see something bad to others, just say that, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. So Allah will protect you from the devil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down Iblis because he challenged him. Also in the Quran, the people of Balqis, قالوا نحن أولو قوة وأولو بأس شديد والأمر إليك فانظري ما تأمرين. So the people of Balqis, the queen that Prophet Sulaiman sent the bird to, and he would ask her to be part of the believers. She was asking her people for advice. They told her, نحن أولو بأس, we are strong. Nobody can defeat us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them down. Also, another example of Pharaoh of Egypt, ancient Egypt. قال يا قوم أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي. He was telling his people, I own Egypt and all these rivers under my feet. Everything belongs to me. Pharaoh said that. And so Pharaoh put himself as a god and asked the people to worship him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Moses to advise him to worship one God, the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he refused and he challenged. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down the Pharaoh, and what he praised himself with, that these rivers run under me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him that he drowned in the river or drowned in the water and the water was above him. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a communication with Prophet Musa, he told Prophet Musa that Pharaoh, when he was drowned, was asking for your help 70 times and you did not help him, Musa. He was like blaming Prophet Musa that he did not help Pharaoh, although he asked him 70 times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Musa, if Pharaoh just asked me once while he drowned, I would have saved him. But he was arrogant and he did not believe in Allah, and he asked Musa 70 times and nobody helped him from his end. Also, Qarun, he was from the people of Musa. He said, قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. That all his wealth he accumulated with knowledge from himself. It means that he everything because of him. على علم عندي. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed his wealth. And his wealth and him and himself went underneath the earth. So this is just an example of how people that who would think that they are arrogant or they can do what they want, regardless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commandments, they fail. Other examples of Namrud, who was the king who stayed in his kingdom 400 years during the time of Prophet Abraham. And he saw in his dream that a star hiding the light of the sun. And his people told him that one of your one of the children that you're going to come this year going to destroy your kingdom. So he ordered all the born this year to be killed. But the mother of Prophet Ibrahim was able to hide him for 1 year in a tunnel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Prophet Ibrahim in his this age to look older, as a 3 years old instead of 1 year. So his mother brought him out. And the story of Prophet Ibrahim was King Namrud, that when Prophet Ibrahim destroyed all the statues of the gods that he was used to worship, and also Namrud, so the people took Prophet Ibrahim to Namrud. And the story and the communication between Prophet Ibrahim and Namrud, Prophet Ibrahim told Namrud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhyi wa yumeet. So he will bring people to life and will bring people to death. He said, I can do that. And he would bring someone, two people, one person kill him, one keep him, kept him alive. So Prophet Ibrahim told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the sun from the east. Can you bring it from the west? So when he found that he was challenged, he ordered to set a fire in a tower and throw Ibrahim on that fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Prophet Ibrahim, and he went back to advise that Namrud to worship Allah alone. And he was arrogant enough and he said, I have the power. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel to Namrud. To him, okay, so let's bring your troops and I'll bring my troops. So Namrud brought all his soldiers and ready to fight the what Prophet Ibrahim and angel will bring. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent mosquitoes, huge numbers of mosquitoes, that they suck the blood of all his soldiers except Namrud. Only one mosquito went inside the nose of Namrud and he stayed long time suffering. And he used to ask the people around him to hit him by the shoes on top of his head. And that's for another 400 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him in the amount of years, the same amount of years that he had his kingdom. 400 years in his kingdom and another 400 years of punishment. And at the end, he was killed by being hit by the shoes on the top of his head after all this. He's the one who challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are examples of whoever tried to challenge Allah. And I'm sure many of you read that on the internet about people that would challenge Allah. And even stories, very, very true stories in this life would happen and would show the punishment of Allah immediately. One of these stories that his name is Bil'am ibn Bawra, he was from the days of Prophet Musa, who was very pious, and he was described that he has the great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Musa sent him to Midian people to ask him for pure monotheism. And when he arrived there, the king offered him wealth and women and asked him to forget about this. And he chose to go with the wealth and women, and he left what Prophet Musa sent him to do. So he ended up in a miserable life after that. And his life was ended in a very bad way around the desert, and he forgot all, he lost all his wealth and all what he was offered to have. So other examples of Al-Qahir Billah was one of the Abbasid ruler. He also had the same way. The word Al-Qahir, the suppressor, he would challenge Allah by calling himself with Allah's names, Al-Qahir. And he had a miserable life after he was killing people, and so ended up that he was in the streets begging for even to feed himself. All this will show that it's very clear. If you are in the way of Allah, Allah will show you the right way. And if you humble, if you are humble and you help others and you stay away from the wrongdoings, Allah will be with you. فأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate من الله accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. How we can learn from this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khafid. As I mentioned, we should lower ourselves to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commandments. And we should never be arrogant, because following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commandments is the way to the paradise. And disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commandments, That's the way of the devil. That's the way of the disbelievers. That's the way that the people who don't have the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So أقول قولي هذا وأدعو الله سبحانه وتعالى اللهم يا من بيدك الخفض والرفع أرفع شأننا. والله in your hands to bring people down and to raise people up. So Allah raise us. And وأحسن عاقبتنا وتولى أمرنا واستر عورتنا وآمن روعتنا. اللهم أعذنا من أحوال الشقاء ووفقنا لأعمال أهل التقى وارزقنا الاستعداد ليوم اللقاء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من نزغات الشياطين وظلم الظالمين وتمرد الماردين ومكر الماكرين وفجور الفاجرين وخيانة الخائنين ومن شر الإنس والجن أجمعين. يا رافع السماوات والأرضين ويا خافض المتكبرين يا رب العالمين. قل قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر, الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.